This Saturday upcoming is the second of three spring workshop programs coming up at the Marion County Extension Office. What are you guys going to be doing this Saturday here?
We're going to be talking about rain barrels and irrigation soaker hoses and actually having some available for sale as well.
So what are the advantages of rain barrels?
Well, they're awesome. Even the smallest amount of rain from your roof can be collected and used for watering, you know, your garden, your plants. The water is better for your plants. You can use it to wash windows. You can use it for a variety of things. And it's all free, and it's good for the environment because you're catching that water so that it's not running off and eroding, you know, the landscape around and carrying bad things to the groundwater.
And so this Saturday, when you talk about rain barrels, is it a workshop to help learn how to create them?
Actually, no. It's one that is designed to help you know how to use them. As I said, we'll have a company out of Des Moines called Rain Barrels of Iowa, and they actually are retired teachers that started this company when they themselves were trying to find a rain barrel or make a rain barrel to use for their own yard. And they found that the ones that were available commercially just weren't really that great, and so it sent them on a path of discovery, and they have developed these rain barrels that are from recycled food containers that would otherwise go into the environment, you know, as garbage. A lot of them are olive barrels, and, you know, their story is really fascinating. And the rain barrels themselves are very well constructed, very well made, and all out of recycled material and or material that's made here in Iowa. They're real passionate about that.
So when people come on Saturday, what can they expect from the workshop?
They can expect a boatload of knowledge from these people that have spent a lot of time researching rain barrels and how to set them up, how to divert the rain from your downspouts into the rain barrel. And then once your rain barrel's full, there's a lever that you can turn so that it goes back to your downspout. I set one up myself last year, and it works really awesome. And despite the drought last year, I found that even the smallest amount of rain would fill my rain barrel.
And so, like you said, you can use these for a number of different things in your yard, in your garden.
Yes. As I said, you know, you can use them in a watering can. You can fill. There's a spigot on the bottom, so you can fill that way. You can also run a soaker hose, which they'll be talking about that, how to set that up and how to really use that in a garden environment. You can also use the water to wash windows. That water is soft water. Naturally soft, and it's really good for washing windows. And Joel Getty, the gentleman's name that will be doing the workshop, he has a number of other ideas and ways that you can use the rainwater.
And so is there any pre-registration required at all?
It's not required, but we do appreciate it so that we can know how to plan a little bit better. Now, the one that we have on May 11th, which is vertical gardening, we do require pre-registration for that because there are materials involved.
All right, so talk a little bit about that one, too. What's going to be going on May 11th?
Vertical gardening is one of the hottest trends in gardening right now. It is because it's using space that's readily available. You're growing up versus taking space, you know, on the ground. And there are a number of different things that you can use to garden vertically. You can use anything from a pallet to a wall to a trellis to a hanging basket. There's like a wide variety, and we'll be exploring some of those things, and we're going to actually make a small vertical garden that people can take home with them.
Is there an instructor coming down? How is that going to be taught that Saturday?
Me and another master gardener will be doing that workshop, so it should be a lot of fun.
What have you enjoyed about vertical gardening?
I enjoy the variety, and I also enjoy the creativity that it brings to the table. I did a research on Pinterest just recently of all the different types of vertical gardening that's available. And that's a great way to kind of explore the art and science. And I found any way your imagination can go, you can garden that way.
The start times for both of these workshops, are they taking place here at the Extension Office, and when do they start?
They both start at 10:30 and run till noon. They're here at the Extension Office, 210 North Iowa Street in Knoxville.
And like you said, this Saturday, no pre-registration is required, but it is preferred. And then on the 11th, pre-registration is required for material fees, I imagine, that sort of thing.
Correct.
On a different note, Arbor Day is this Friday, and there's a lot of people that like to celebrate Arbor Day. It's a good time of year to start planting a tree. It's a good time of year to think about maybe the future and what trees bring to the table to your yard.
Well, I think Warren Buffett said it really well when he said, someone's sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. And that really is true. You know, somebody that plants a tree is really looking towards the future. They may not enjoy it themselves, but others in future generations will. And for that, you know, planting a tree is good stewardship of the land, of our earth. And trees add not only beauty to our surroundings, but they also are important to air quality. They bring a sense of optimism when you see trees begin to bud out, and you know, a lot of them flower this time of year, so there's a lot that trees bring.
So what kind of trees grow best here in Iowa?
Well, I would suggest selecting one of the native trees. There are a number of them, and if you want to stop by, we have actually a plaque on the wall that has a sample of each of the woods from each of the native trees in Iowa. So those are always good selections. Among them are the oaks are really a good choice, the red and the white oaks. There's also hickory, walnut. And these are some of the long-standing, you know, big old trees that are beautiful in our landscape today because somebody planted them years ago. Faster-growing trees, you might want to consider white pine. That's one of the conifers that is actually not native to our area, but it's native to northeastern Iowa. And that one does seem to do fairly well in this environment. We've had problems with a lot of the conifers of the past few years because they're really not native to Iowa. And with our extreme conditions, first, you know, a lot of wet, you know, deluge of water, and then followed by drought, the conifers have really struggled the past few years. So white pine is a good choice if you want that type of tree, or red cedar is another one that's native to Iowa, although a lot of people don't consider that a really specimen tree. Birch is another selection that you can make that is native to Iowa. Basswood, the elms, of course, were native to Iowa. And now you can find ones that are hybrid that are resistant to the Dutch elm disease. So that's another one that you might want to think of.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I think that about covers it for today. We invite people to come out to the workshop on Saturday. Again, it starts at 10:30, runs till about noon. We'll have information available about rain barrels and about gathering rainwater, and there will be some available for sale if you choose to buy, but that's not necessary. You can just come and learn if that's what you'd like to do.